In 2014, Alaska tribes won a lawsuit against the Department of the Interior for the right to put land into trust, expelling the Alaska exemption. Land into trust is a process in which tribal organizations can request specific land to be exempted from taxation and local zoning laws, and protected from proceedings such as eminent domain or foreclosure. It essentially keeps the land in tribal ownership permanently. DOI officials are talking with tribes across the state in a series of consultations this summer to reconsider land trust rules in Alaska. Matthew Newman, an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund representing the village of Saxman, was one of many people who attended the latest consultation at the Ketchikan Public Library. He says DOI has not been clear with the purpose of these consultations.
They've given us no real indication of what they're doing. I, as an attorney, as well as my clients, you know, we received letters in the mail on the 2nd of July. It just showed up saying we're reconsidering the program.
Newman says many tribal leaders at the consultation perceive these meetings as an attack on their rights that they won just recently. Only the Craig Tribal Association has been able to put land into trust since the 2014 decision. The association put about 1 acre containing the city's town hall and offices into trust in early 2017. Craig Tribal Association President Clinton Cook Sr. says one of the reasons land trust rules should remain in place is their association has proven it can work in Alaska.
So though we knew there was going to be hurdles to come across, we overcame that hurdle. We're very, very proud of our accomplishment, and we look forward to other tribes in Alaska to be able to put lands into trust.
Jacqueline Pita from Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska also attended the Ketchikan consultation. She says, like many tribes in the lower 48 who have been able to put land into trust for decades, tribes in Alaska and Southeast simply want to protect their land for the future.
These are our lands. We don't want to lose them from alienation of any form. We want them to be identified as tribal lands, and that as we move forward in the future, they will be protected for future generations.
Peta says she hopes DOI will take this feedback and maintain the land trust program throughout Alaska. Until that decision, she says it is a waiting game to see what DOI does with this feedback. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.